In this video, we're going to be taking a look at F-Sharp Interactive, an interactive programming and scripting environment for F-Sharp. We'll also be using F-Sharp Interactive to write our first lines of F-Sharp code. Any code that you see in this video can be found at aka.ms/fsharp-101-samples. Now, you may be asking yourself, what is F-Sharp Interactive? Well, as the name implies, it's an interactive programming and scripting environment for F-Sharp. And what this means is that it executes a read, evaluate, print loop, or REPL. What this REPL does is it reads code, evaluates it, and immediately prints out the output of that code to the console. Now, it does so in a loop, which means that you can continuously check whether your code is behaving as expected. Now that you know what F-Sharp Interactive is, let's see it in action. F-Sharp Interactive can be started using the .NET CLI. In this case, I'm using the VS Code integrated terminal running Ubuntu 20.10. Now, because .NET is cross-platform, we're the same on Mac or Windows. To start F-Sharp Interactive, enter the .NET FSI command into the terminal. Doing so, we'll start the REPL. Once F-Sharp Interactive starts, you can begin writing code. Let's start off by printing Hello World out to the console. Now this code uses a printfn function, which takes the string, in this case, Hello World, and prints it out to the console. In F-Sharp Interactive, you signify the end of an expression by using two semicolons. Now you can add multiple expressions in the terminal. However, they're not going to be evaluated until you add the two semicolons. Let's take a look at how that works in action. Let's say I want to print out Hello World, but I also want to print out Hello F-Sharp. Now, as you can see, nothing has actually happened at this point. However, when I add the two semicolons at the end, both Hello World and Hello F-Sharp are immediately printed out to the console. And once you're done using the REPL and F-Sharp Interactive, you can simply exit it by doing pound or number sign, followed by Q, and the two semicolons. And that's all there is to it. Evaluating your code and getting immediate feedback is incredibly useful as you build out your applications because you're able to tell right away whether your code is behaving the way that you would expect it to. However, typing code out into the terminal isn't exactly the easiest way that you can create code that's easy to share, reproduce, and keep different versions of. You also don't get the benefits of a text editor or an IDE such as syntax highlighting and IntelliSense. That's where scripts come in. Let's take a look at what those look like in F-Sharp. F-Sharp Interactive script files use the FSX file extension. Let's take a look at what our previous example of printing strings out to the console looks like inside of a script file. Now, in this case, I call my script helloworld.fsx. In my script, I'm printing out the strings Hello World and Hello F-Sharp. Note that with script files, you don't have to include the semicolons at the end of your expressions. To run the file, use .NET FSI followed by the file name. If you prefer to use the UI, you can use this icon up here to run your script. It effectively does the same thing as a .NET FSI followed by the file name. You're going to notice that after a few seconds, the expected output is printed out to the console. In our case, Hello World and Hello F-Sharp. Now in this case, I run the entire script. You also have the option to run it line by line by using Init's F-Sharp Interactive support. To do so, place your cursor on the line that you want to run and press Alt Enter. Now what this is going to do is it will open an F-Sharp Interactive REPL and you evaluate the line of code. You're going to see that once the REPL starts, it sends the line of code that you want to evaluate, and it evaluates it for you, just like if you were using the terminal directly. Now, to run multiple lines of code, you can highlight the lines of code that you want to evaluate and do the same thing, Alt-Enter, which will also send it to the F-Sharp Interactive REPL and evaluate your code. Chances are, you're going to be using external packages inside of your applications. F-Sharp Interactive makes it extremely easy to manage your dependency inside of your script files. Let's take a look at how you can use external packages inside of F-Sharp Interactive scripts. In this example, I have a script called packages.fsx. Let's go ahead and run this script using the .NET FSI command and look through the code. To reference packages, use the pound r or number sign r followed by a string. When working with packages stored locally, this will be the path to your DLL. You also have the option of using NuGet packages. If you're not familiar with NuGet, NuGet is a package manager for .NET. When using NuGet packages, you need to add the prefix NuGet, followed by the package name, followed by the version. The version is optional, and if left out, the latest version is used. When you run this line, your package is downloaded and made available for use inside the script. In this example, I'm using the package F-sharp data to download the HTML from the F-sharp documentation site. Then I'm printing that using a feature known as an interpolated string, which enables you to embed F-sharp expressions in your strings. If we take a look at the output, we can see a few HTML tags, which means that our script works. Now that you know what F-sharp Interactive is and how you can use it to write and evaluate code, we're going to begin to explore different language concepts. See you in the next video.